the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy's about ready to party. He's going to a small wedding, small gathering, you know, socially distanced, doing all that stuff. So he's got beer to smash. So I'm not going to, you know, bother anybody with any of our nonsense and mumbo jumbo at the top. We're just going to get right into it. Down and dirty on this podcast here on the Tuesday edition of FTN. And before we get to our Fade 5 of the day, previewing some of the Week 3 lines out early, trying to lock in some of those values right now with the NFL and the NBA, I got to tell you about DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, Week 2 of the NFL is in the books, and now is the time to review the tape and get ready for Week 3. There is no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 3, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users a chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right, you can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that up? And they're doing the exact same offer for the MMA this weekend's UFC 253. Pick a fighter, that fighter wins, and you bet $1 on it. You're a new user, you get $100 in return. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 3. Bet $1 on them and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use that promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's start things off in the NFL. The line's already moving, and it's moving on up. Moving on up to the east side. And that's where we're going because we're going to Jacksonville, Florida, east side of the country. See what I did there? And they have the Battle of the Sunshine State going against Miami. I am insanely excited about this stupid game. And only would I be excited about this game because it's being played in Week 3, because these franchises are probably going to be at a different end of the spectrum come later on in the year. But you give me Fitzmagic, you give me Gardner Minshew, hair club for men all over the place. That's what this matchup is, except without the gray peppered in there. But it is going to be spectacular, and I'm on the over, Lundy, at 47.5. It opened at 46.5. And I think, you know, the Sharps are doing the exact same. You know, Jacksonville, 360.5 total yards per game so far this season. Miami, one rung down on the ladder behind them in that overall pecking order, 339.5 total yards per game over two games. Two overs have gone so far on Thursday Night Football. And I think one of the biggest keys here is that Byron Jones is unlikely to play in this Miami defensive backfield. They're vulnerable with him on the field, even more so now. So I think Fitzpatrick off 300-plus yards against Tre'Davious White, the Buffalo Bills, in which Miami scored and possibly 28 points. I think they're going to put a bunch of crooked numbers up on the board. And Minshew has been magical. And I think that's going to be on display again against this weakened Miami secondary. Too many points. Going to be comfortably in the 50s. James Robinson going to get maybe even Miles Gaskin hell gets in the end zone on the ground for the Miami Dolphins. Fade or fall me the over 47.5 Fins, Jags.
Well, right now, Brad, we're looking at like an Oprah special, right? You get 300 yards, and you get 300 yards. Here's the bigger question. Would you rather have the Minshew stash or the Fitzmagic beard, given your choice?
Oh, man, I love me some dirty stashes. I like the grease that comes off of it. Yeah, I'd probably do that. More manageable. What I worry about Fitzpatrick's beard, crumbs. Things rotting in it, birds nesting in it. Those are problems. In the stash, you can keep it nice and tidy.
Obviously, I am following on this one, taking the over, following the money that is moving this line, as you just said, started at 46.5, up to 47.5, may creep even higher than that by the time we get to Thursday night. Lots of overs in this one, and these two teams are going to be moving up and down the field. We're going to see, as you said, a lot of crooked numbers. Give me the over.
More points than facial hair in this one.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on to my beloved Chicago Bears, traveling to Hotlanta to face the Atlanta Falcons. who find new and creative ways of blowing leads, Lundy. They had a 2% chance of losing to the Dallas Cowboys. Zuerlein kicks that really odd, improbable, oblong, UFO-styled onside kick. Dallas recovers. They end up winning that game. Again, just overcoming insurmountable, seemingly insurmountable odds. And Atlanta finds a new way to lose. I don't think it's going to be the case this week. I know my Bears are unblemished. I'm shocked that they're undefeated with Mitchell Trubisky at the helm. And the Bears defense has played really well. I mean, Jalen Johnson and Kyle Fuller combined in that defensive backfield, giving up to 0.80 yards per snap. But now you have to go against Calvin Ridley. Now you have to go against Julio Jones, Hayden Hurst, Russell Gage, and Matt Ryan. It ain't Daniel Jones. All right. And I know Matthew Stafford's quite respectable. The Bears overachieved in week one, but I think reality sets in here and Atlanta clobbers them. So give me the Falcons -3.5. Maybe this is reverse psychology. Fade or follow.
I'm actually going to follow you on this one, too. Yeah, on that onside kick, Atlanta was standing around it like it was a campfire. You know, like they were all just trying to warm their hands, but nobody really wanted to touch it. Yeah, that was a little bit strange. I agree with you about your Bears. I'm surprised. Right now in the NFL, we sit with 11 teams having started the season 2-0. That's the first time that has happened in terms of the most in a single season since 2008. I think the Bears will be one of the first to add to the loss column, so I will follow.
Bear down, Chicago Bears, maybe.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to the NBA. It's time for a MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight prop of the day. If you don't know anything about MonkeyKnifeFight.com, go there right now. Use the promo code FTN, and when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. With that promo code, again, FTN. It's just more or less. There's no sharks in the water. It's really easy to play. Just trust me on this. Go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Sign up today, and maybe you'll take the same over that I am leaning on, and that is in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals between the Denver Nuggets and the L.A. Lakers, and I am on the over Anthony Davis 27.5 points. It's a matchup problem. Bottom line for the Denver Nuggets, Jokic plays soft defense. As extraordinary, as brilliant as he is on the offensive end, he is a liability defensively. And because of the versatility and the extreme length and athleticism of Anthony Davis, he has been able to exploit that matchup this entire series, going for 37 and 31 in the first two games. And I think he's going to outclass Jokic yet again. Maybe not with a buzzer-beating dagger, but I think he's going to take advantage of the one-on-one matchup, whether it's around the basket, on the back-down game, the square-up, or from way downtown. Anthony Davis is just too much to handle. I think he crosses the 30-point threshold in the third consecutive game. Fade or follow me over 27.5 points for AD.
I'm going to fade you on this one, believe it or not, Brad. I've got him clocked in right around 25 or 26 points. I think you take away the buzzer beater at the end of the game plus the buzzer beater at the shot clock, and you bring him back down to that 25 mark. I could see that easily being what happens here as we get ready for tonight's game, just because I think, you know, Denver's going to try to find a way to slow him down. Now, that doesn't mean slowing down the Lakers necessarily, but I think they're going to find a way to slow AD down. So I'm going to fade you and clock him in at about 25, 26 points.
Fear the eyebrow, the unibrow, whatever brow that guy's got.
Number 2.
All right, moving on. Let's go back to the NFL. Let's continue to preview week number 3 in the league. And I like the over on this one. Detroit and Arizona. And a game that's going to take my breath away. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Go a little Top Gun on you there. It's 54.5, -110 on the juice. And I think this game's going to be in the 60s. Detroit's already been involved in one shootout last week. Now, they got clobbered by Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. But I tell you what, the dachshund of the desert has been scooting, and he's been shooting the ball down the field, and that's in Kyler Murray. Both these teams relish a brisk pace. They're inside the top five, according to the FTN Fantasy Pace and Situations tool. They like to play roughly 70 to 75 snaps per game. Now, you know, you look at Arizona, they really love the no-huddle style, and I think they're going to press pedal to the metal in this one. I think with the defensive shortcomings on either end of the field, Darius Slay may not wind up playing in this game. But you look at Arizona, you got Patrick Peterson there. You know, it just a lot of points, Lundy. A lot of points, and I was mistaken when I said Darius Slay. I meant to say Desmond Trufant, because Darius Slay's no longer with the Lions. He's somewhere else. He's in Philadelphia. It doesn't matter Who the hell's playing for either one of these teams? Neil Lomax is going to go out there and drop 350 yards for the Cardinals. And I think even, some Scott Mitchell goes for 405 TDs over, over and over again. Fader follow.
I'll follow you as well. To keep with the theme, I think the defense has lost that love and feeling between these two teams because I think we're going to see a game up in the 60s. I agree with you. It would not surprise me, even if by the time somebody listens to this pod, that line has moved again. It opened at 53.5, already up to 54.5. It's just going to keep on climbing because there will be no defense in the desert.
Come back to me, Kenny Golladay. Come back.
Number one.
All right. Last one. NBA. Game three. Let's go back to it. Denver and the Lakers. I'm taking the Nugs plus the points. Back against the wall. Desperation time. This is when Denver usually plays their best. Lakers have been outstanding in defense. 30.3 three-point percentage allowed their last three contests. Just 1.013 points per possession. Denver has, bodied up, giving up just a 34 flat three-point percentage. And that's not a strength of the Lakers. 1.064 points per possession surrendered over that three-game stretch. They're evenly matched in the glass. Again, AD has the advantage here. I think the X factor is MPJ. Michael Porter Jr. has played well off the bench, 14, 15 points, games one, game two. If they can get him to contribute a similar amount, maybe get a Monte Morris, maybe get a Millsap, one of these other role players, Jeremy Grant, to step up and reach double figures, I think they're going to keep this tight. I'm not saying the Nuggets are going to win this game by any stretch of the imagination. Lakers are the favorites and a heavy one for a reason, but I think they're going to keep this one close and play for pride and get the cover. Fade or follow me, Denver plus +7.
Absolutely. I'm going to follow. Did the same thing in game two. Going to do it again for game three till it bucks me. I think the 7 points is enough for them to be able to keep it close. I think you're right. The role players play a big part in this, including Torrey Craig and his defense, getting out there, taking elbows from dudes, getting whacked across the face and staying out there. He's fighting as best he can from a defensive standpoint. I'm with you, though. They need MPJ. They need something, anything out of Paul Millsap. We haven't really seen that much throughout these playoffs in the bubble, but I think this team plays its best with its back against the wall. So give me Denver, and I'll take the points.
All right, and that is a wrap on the Tuesday edition of the Fade the Noise podcast, again presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Follow us on Twitter, me at Noisy Wavos, Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS. Again, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the Noise.